listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with the news briefing. State and territory leaders will meet for National Cabinet today with COVID ISO top of agenda. The New South Wales Premier will push to scrap mandatory quarantine altogether so those without symptoms can work. Renters are feeling the pinch as the cost of living rises. The Productivity Commission has found government rent assistance is well behind the prices of the surging market. It's calling for the scheme to be revised to better target low-income households and to expand it to cover more tenants under stress. The country's airports are set to be busy this weekend with the Queensland and Victorian school holidays wrapping up and footy fans flying to Sydney for the NRL Grand Final. Brisbane Airport's Peter Doherty says 300,000 passengers are expected through there over 5 days, while families are also heading back from overseas.
On Sunday, we are expecting a post-pandemic record in the international terminal. We'll see 13,000 people. That's the first time we've seen that sort of number since 2019.
And Etihad has corrected a big whoops that saw return flights from Sydney to Berlin going for less than $300. It was caused by a glitch. That's been fixed, so no need to jump online. An Australian could face the death penalty in Bali if found guilty of drug smuggling. The 51-year-old Perth man was allegedly caught hiding almost 9 grams of heroin as well as meth inside his body when travelling from Vietnam. He's been paraded in front of media over there. The late Queen's cause of death has been revealed. The 96-year-old died from old age, according to her death certificate published by National Records Scotland. It was registered by her daughter, Princess Anne. And the UN chief has warned Russia against incorporating 4 occupied regions of Ukraine into the country as world leaders question sham votes for it. Buckle up. That's the message from league legend Mark Geyer ahead of Sunday's NRL decider. MG says the start of the grand final between the Panthers and Eels will be chaotic.
Do you remember our Origin 3 this year when it was total carnage? I think this is going to go next level. Don't get out of your seat for the first 10 minutes.
Well, it'll be an extra special occasion for Penrith's Ivan Cleary and Parra's Brad Arthur. Both coaches have sons featuring in the decider. Nathan Cleary is the star skipper leading the Panthers' attack, while Jake Arthur retained his place on the Eels' bench. Brad Scott's appointment as Essendon's new coach has been confirmed. The former Roos coach will leave his post as the AFL's footy ops manager. The Bombers believe Scott can help them rediscover a winning culture. The premiership celebrations continue for the Cats, who crowned joint best and fairest winners last night, Jeremy Cameron and Cam Guthrie sharing a medal. And the AFL Players Association has called for action from the league following allegations against Hawthorn over its treatment of First Nations players. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, mostly sunny for Brisbane, 26 the top, same goes for the Gold Coast and 25, while it showers for Sydney, 20 the max, partly cloudy for Melbourne and 19, same for Hobart and 14, similar skies for Adelaide 2 and 20, while it's sunny for Perth and 29. The new season of Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project podcast is now available exclusively on Listener. Download the app and listen for free.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.